A focus on agricultural economic development, and the House Ag Committee takes on Prop 12. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by the Indiana State Fair, where the Hoosier Lottery Free Stage is your best concert value of the summer, with more than a dozen free shows to enjoy. Find this year's free concert lineup online, indianastatefair.com. Last month, Indiana Governor Mike Braun immediately replaced all 8 members on the board of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation with 9 new appointees, including Director of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, Don Lamb. C.J. Miller reports.
Agriculture is a $35 billion industry in Indiana, and when I think about economic development, I get very excited about agricultural economic development for that reason.
And that's Don Lamb, who tells Hoosier Ag Today that he's looking forward to using his new role as a member of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation to help further grow Indiana's ag industry and the state's ag economy.
When we take what we're already doing, the sows, plows, and cows, or whatever, however you want to look at it, when you take those raw products that we produce, and then you make more out of that, you add value to that. That really means a lot to the local economy. It really means a lot, really, honestly, to our nationwide economy, because then we have a product also that we can trade overseas and a product that adds value to somebody that can't do what we can do here in Indiana.
He says that the priorities of the new IEDC board will be shifting under Governor Braun's direction.
And really, one of the keys I would say is there's going to be a lot of focus on helping a current business do better. So in Indiana, when you look around at what we produce, what we do, what can we do to help that company thrive? And if that means bringing in another business that is somehow a synergistic business to one of them and helping make that happen, that would be an awesome thing to see.
Lamb points to Weaver Popcorn and Red Gold as two Indiana-based ag companies that have benefited from the state's economic policies.
They've taken this farm product and they've really figured out how to manufacture that into a product that you can sell straight to the consumer. So those are just two great examples between Weaver and Red Gold, where they've done very, very well in Indiana, and Indiana needs to do whatever it can to help them continue to succeed.
You can catch more of my conversation with Don Lamb at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.